The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
The cycle of yearly events and fundraisers has begun. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner, and many worthy causes will be in the need for funding for the new year. One thing is for certain, folks here in the North Coast are generous and faithful givers. I recall when I was in the political world attending many of these events, the fundraising was phenomenal. I have always been amazed at the generosity of people, and many of them attend numerous events each year and contribute often. Many organizations and local businesses also contribute merchandise and services for live and silent auctions. These items or services result in spirited bidding between participants and generous revenue for the cause or the subject of the event. Many of these local businesses continually contribute, and their merchandise or services are at events on a weekly or monthly basis. I would like to highlight two local establishments that fall into the category of continual giving for our community, Lost Coast Brewery and Eel River Brewery. Their giving, in this instance, has gone beyond local giving to a more global in scope, involves a member of my family. One of my sons is an Army Special Forces Green Beret and is currently in Afghanistan for a six-month deployment. He and his team were in Afghanistan last year for a six-month deployment as well. In September, I messaged him and asked him if there was anything the guys on the team would need while deployed. My son told me that something to remind them of home or some token of support would be greatly appreciated. He mentioned t-shirts from local breweries would be great. I told him that I would work on it and asked how many he would need. He told me that with the team members and other assigned personnel, such as Afghan interpreters, it would need around 20 or so shirts of various sizes. I then prepared a proposal for 20 personalized t-shirts and sent the proposal to many of our local breweries. Within 24 hours, I received a call from Lost Coast Brewery and was told that 20 t-shirts were ready to be picked up. A few days later, I received the same call from Eel River Brewery. So within 15 days of the request, 40 shirts, 20 from each brewery, were on their way to Afghanistan. Mail is slow, so it took an additional week and a half to reach my son. The only request I received was for a picture of the guys on the team wearing the t-shirts. This is not the first time Eel River has done this type of thing. There's a picture hanging on the wall in the restaurant of soldiers in a combat zone wearing Eel River Brewery t-shirts. It sounds like a simple thing, but it means so much to our servicemen and women to receive items like brewery t-shirts showing appreciation for their sacrifice. I want to recognize again and thank Lost Coast Brewery and Eel River Brewery for their generosity and their quick response to my proposal. We do live in a very generous community with those who give without hesitation. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.